Please stand for our affirmation of faith found in your bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated.
Today's scripture lesson comes from Jeremiah 1, verses 7 through 9. If you would like to follow along, you may do so using the Pew Bibles in front of you, on page 656 in the Old Testament. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. My name is Chris Atkins. I know many of you, I am not a youth, so I know that's probably a giveaway, but I am not a youth. I'm also not a pastor. Our pastor, Jeff Nash, asked me if I would agree to speak at this wonderful Youth Sunday. So I come to you today with hopefully some words for the youth and also for the adults out there in the congregation today. I'm going to begin with a little prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for this Sunday morning to get together, Lord, and worship and praise you. Help us to be open to your word today, Lord. Open our ears so that we can listen and hear your message for us today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I want to begin by having you think back to your early days, your elementary school days. For some of you, you're going to have to think way, way, way back to get there. If you can't remember those days and try to think about somebody else's days, early days when they're in elementary school, maybe a child or a grandchild. But think back to those days because that's going to help us get to these verses and the importance of these verses in Isaiah. Remember, the things I want you to highlight in your mind are how much energy you had when you were that age, when you were 6, 7 years old. You know, how much energy do you have? You went to school all day, and when you got home, you were probably ready to go outside and play, right? Now I get home at 5 o'clock, and I'm ready to do nothing, right? And my kids drag me outside, and we do something outside. But remember that energy you had when you were those ages, because these verses speak to that, the energy and the drive you have when you're young. Think back to your elementary school years, right? Also think about your church experience early on. You know, did you go to church when you were in elementary school? Did you go to Sunday school? You know, who were the influences on you as you grew up? I know back when I was in elementary school, I went to a little Southern Baptist church in Belmont, North Carolina, and I went to Sunday school every Sunday, it seemed like, and we learned scriptures in Sunday school. We learned about Jesus' birth. We learned about Jesus' life, his ministry. We learned about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins and raising again. So those were the first memories I had of what now is my Christian faith. And so a lot of our youth that are here today, that's going to be their first memories too. They're more recent memories, but that should be their first memories. And a lot of them came right here in this church or in other churches in this area. Now I want you to skip forward a little bit from elementary school to your teenage years. I want you to move forward to maybe your first day in junior high or middle school. I don't know which one they called it when you were there, but your first days in junior high or middle school. Remember the first time you had a locker, the first time you had more than one class to go to. You had to get from one class to another class, right? Remember the stress that it was getting all those books right and getting the correct book and going to that class and being there on time. You know, those were new things. So in those youth years, in those teenage years, you're learning things like independence and responsibility, right? You still have a lot of that same energy and that drive, but you're learning the characteristics of what make you an adult during that time. I also want you to think about your experience at church at that age, which our youth are experiencing right now. You know, maybe you had a youth group when you were a teenager. Maybe your youth group was active in the community, right? Maybe you had a circle of friends around you that you were social with and did things in the community. I can tell you a little bit about my experience in youth. When I was in junior high school, our church and a couple of neighboring churches had some youth-directed worship services. In fact, on Fridays in my little small town were football Fridays growing up. Everybody went to the high school football games. And after the high school football game, when I was a junior high, we all went to something called the fifth quarter, which was actually a worship service led by high school students. A praise band was there. We sang and worshiped and ate snacks. And those were the first experiences I had where someone other than an adult told me about their faith, about Christianity. And some of our youth are going to experience that same thing if they're not already. The first time in their life where they're going to see peers that are Christians, that are walking with Christ, that are demonstrating to them what it means to be a Christian. Those high school kids that I looked up to, I envied them. I wanted to be like them. And that's what's important about our youth group. I also want you to think, or another experience I wanted to share was about my high school years in youth group. I was fortunate enough to be involved with the youth choir at my church. And the youth choir at my church went on a big trip, a big mission trip, also a singing trip, every summer. I remember one summer we went down to Florida. We went and helped and served in food banks and sang at local churches, helped some people in need in Florida. We got to go to Disney World and perform on stage at Disney World when I was about in 10th grade, which was awesome. My summer after 11th grade, we actually went to Jamaica. We raised money. We went to Jamaica, brought supplies down to Jamaica, sang at local churches, helped in mission activities there. You know, those were the first instances I had in my life of being separate from my parents and being active and doing God's will. And some of our youth may want to experience those things. Maybe they already have experienced some of those things through retreats, mission trips, and things like that. Those are all things I want you to remember back to your history, the things that made you what you are now, that made you be here on this Sunday morning, this morning. One other thing, sometimes it's too far back to remember some of those things, but let me tell you that you have youth here right now that will help you re-experience those things, that energy and that exuberance. I was fortunate enough to be able to teach high school for 4 years, and I coached football for 3 of those years, and I will tell you that being around youth, being around young people gives you some of that energy. Some of it rubs off on you. So I encourage you to be involved in the lives of young people, our youth, people out in the community. Be involved in those lives because it will give you more energy and more will to follow God. I want to look back at the scripture because that's where I want to point this toward. We read from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31, and I want to go back and highlight verses 30 and 31. 30 and 31 say, "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." So we talked about all these characteristics of being a youth. So how is it that we get to the youths fainting, being weary, and utterly falling? Well, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning. So I want to ask you a couple questions. What are the causes that even our youth can be weary? Right? Because it may affect you too, adults. And what does it mean to wait on the Lord? Because that's what verse 31 says we must do to avoid that weariness and to avoid that falling. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Well, let's talk about the way we train our youth. We train our kids for the world. We as parents and grandparents prepare our children for the trials of the world, for the rigors of life, right? We teach them to be, our kids are learning from us to be things like, they're to be independent, to be responsible, to be self-sufficient, to be self-reliant, right? None of these are bad characteristics, right? They're all very, very good characteristics in most of our eyes. But the scripture tells us that without waiting on the Lord, our youth will grow weary and utterly fall. So How do we wait on the Lord? All right, how do we wait on the Lord and teach our children to wait on the Lord? Well, we wait on the Lord by waiting for his help in situations in our life and trusting him. We don't put our trust in ourselves. We wait on the Lord. Everything in this world will tell you, depend on yourself. Rely on yourself. But that's not what God says. In these verses, he says, rely on me. Depend on me. Put your hope and your confidence in the Lord. Give him the glory for the abilities he's given you, the accomplishments that he's allowed you to attain. Give him the glory, right? The world tells us, rejoice in your own abilities. You know, if you're good at something, show everybody how good you are. You are important. That's not what God says, right? So instead of having that self-focus, focus it on God. It's totally contrary to what our children are learning from, in some cases, us, right? We're telling them to rely on themselves. And it's definitely contrary to what the world's telling them, all right? So get that centered on God. Now, a lot of people don't like the word wait. You know, right? You see the word wait in here. Wait for a lot of people means, oh, that means stop, or that means be inactive. But that's not at all what God's saying here, right? He says, and telling us to wait, he means that we must use the means that he has given us, the abilities, the talents he's given us, to realize his blessing, not to attain accolades, to realize his blessing and give him the glory. Turn that back around and give the glory back to God. So if you have abilities, if you have talents, use those talents and abilities and give the glory back to God. As parents, we must remind our children of the abilities and gifts that God has given us. I shared this in the first service. I'm 37 years old, and still probably every month, once a month when I talk to my mom on the phone, she asked me, have you been singing in the choir? Have you been using your gift that God gave you? Have you been using your ability? Right? And, yeah, Chuck's back there. Give me that. Yeah. And the answer is no. You know, I tell my mom, no. I life is busy. I have little kids. You know, all those excuses. But my mom says, well, you better use it. Right? Because God's given you that ability. Same thing with you, youth. God's given you abilities. He's given you talents. Use those things. Adults, God's given you abilities and talents. Use those things. My mom reminds me of that daily. How many of us parents are reminding our kids of that? How many of us grandparents are reminding our kids of those things? You know, encourage them to use, now don't harass them, you know, about it, but encourage them to use those talents and abilities. I'm going to tell you some of the things our youth is active in. I went Sunday night and talked to the youth a little bit, and I had them fill out a survey for me to tell me what things they are active in. What things are they doing in their lives? And boy, they are active. Our youth are very active. I'm going to read you some of those responses. Track, band, golf. My voice cracked, so maybe I am in youth. Golf, track, marching band, art club, beta club, dance, FFA. I'm reading all these. Beta club, cross country, YLA, FFA, tennis, dance, golf, gymnastics, soccer, volleyball, cross country, dance, tennis. I know some of these are duplicates. Beta club, dance, tennis, dance, volleyball, school, track team. Beta club. All of these responses we're getting here. Baseball. You know, lots and lots of activities our youth are involved in. Lots and lots of activities. They have abilities given by God. They have opportunities in this great country we live in. They have the opportunity to do things with those abilities and talents. Use those gifts. I want to share a quote from a man that many of you probably know. He's an athlete and also very widely known for his sharing of his faith. His name is Tim Tebow. Many people heard of Tim Tebow out there. Tim Tebow was a Heisman Trophy winner, football player for the Florida Gators. And if you follow sports, you may know that he now is trying out his baseball, right? He's trying out for the New York Mets. He's 29 years old. He hasn't played baseball since high school, and he's trying out for the New York Mets. And he was asked about trying out for a professional baseball team and the pressure that was on him in trying out in baseball. Because many of you know that baseball is a game of mostly failure, right? You get out more times than you get on. And this is what Tim Tebow had to say about pressure. What pressure do you have if you're 0 for 12 and you're at the plate versus someone that is fighting for their life? For me, there's not a comparison. It's not my biggest calling. I want my life to be so much more. I want to be someone that is known for bringing faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need. I am so grateful for sports because it's given me a platform to be able to share and love and care for people all over the world. I wouldn't trade that for anything. Tim Tebow realizes where his abilities and gifts come from. He realizes that accomplishments is not what it's about. It's about using the platform that you have, using the abilities you have to show others about the love of God, the love of Christ, to show him that in your life. So where are our children learning that? Where are our children learning to put their hope and confidence in the Lord? Are they learning it from us, adults? Are they learning it from parents? Are they learning it from grandparents? Well, I hope they are. But the good news is it's not all on us because we have a youth group, right? They're going to learn a lot of these things from their peers, right? That's a good thing. So those, you know, these youth that are sitting here right now, they're going to learn to put their hope and confidence in the Lord by looking at each other and seeing whether or not their peers do that. So I encourage you, youth, surround yourself with other Christians. Keep yourself in this youth group as you go through junior high and high school. Adults, surround yourselves with other Christians. Surround your children with other Christians. Encourage them, right? Encourage them in their abilities and surround them with others who have faith and confidence in the Lord. I want to touch on the Jeremiah verses that we looked at too, Jeremiah 1, 7 through 9. I'm going to read back over a couple of those verses again. It says, "But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." God is telling Jeremiah, he's showing him what activity with boldness and assurance is like. Do you, youth, do you trust that God will enable you to do the things he's called you to do? Or do you only see your limits? Do you look at tasks ahead of you and think, I can't do that. I have my limits. Or do you look and trust in God and see all that he has for you and that he will step in and help you? Adults, how will our kids learn to follow the commands of God if we don't? Are we stepping out in faith or are we living in our limits? I would encourage you to push your limits, right? Follow God. He has a big plan for you, has a big blessing for you, and he's given you talents and abilities. Please find ways of realizing those blessings he has for you. Now, if they're not seeing it from you adults, again, the pressure is not totally on you because, again, we have a youth group. And fortunately, our youth may see those things, how to follow God, how to put themselves out there from their peers, the people around them. That's the way I saw it, right? When I was in junior high and high school, through seeing peers around me, I was able to see how to live that way, to not live by my own limits. Another important question, how can we help our youth know the Lord's strength in their lives and support them? Well, let me tell you what the youth had to say about this, all right? I'll go back to my survey again here. So the youth said, the question I asked them was, what are some activities you would like to see our church, particularly our youth group, involved in? And the two biggest answers I got were, our youth would like to go on mission trips, maybe a big mission trip, which I think is awesome. And they also would like to go on more retreats, which again, I think is awesome. Those things are going to allow them to see other Christians their age and see their confidence in Christ and their following of the Lord. I also ask, I'm going to flip over my page here. I'm also asked, how can the adult members help you as a youth group? How can we help you realize these things that you want to do? And I've got several responses, but these are the most popular. One thing was transportation, a church van. Many of you know in this church that our church van's kind of on its last leg. Our youth group, to be able to go from place to place, needs an alternative. It needs reliable transportation. I think as a congregation, that should be something we're focused on, is being able to get them places they want to go. Looking for help with fundraisers for mission trips. We, as adults in this church, can help, you know, help them with fundraisers to raise money if they want to go on fishing trips. Help when we have a youth service where they serve lunch afterwards with the luncheons. You know, help in the kitchen. Help on Sunday night. I didn't even know we had Sunday night meals. How many of y'all knew that that the youth meets on Sunday night and there are meals at those services? So some of you know, right? Mostly the people that do those meals are parents, right? So the parents have that. I'm sure there are a lot of other people in this congregation that we could help with those meals on Sunday night. So I encourage you. There are ways that we can help our youth group. Please consider doing those things. There's also a prayer board, the new thing that We talked about a couple weeks ago, I think Pam and Jeff were talking about this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's a prayer board that sits out in the narthex. People write down their prayer concerns on there. Youth may write down their prayer concerns. Children, adults may write down their prayer concerns. Go by the prayer board and look and see how you could be praying for our youth and our children and adults in our church. See, if they say, I've got a ball game at such and such this week, or I have an activity at school I'm participating in, if you can go, go to it. What better way to support them than to be a part of their lives? I've heard adults in the church complain, we don't know the youth group. We don't know the people in our youth group. That is a way you can get to know your youth group. You can go out and you can see them where they're at in the world, because they have busy lives. I've already told you all the activities they have. So go out and participate in those busy lives. I want to leave you with an example of a person that stuck out to me when I was thinking about this. We had a gentleman in my church when I was in high school named Boyce Bridges. And Boyce passed away about a year ago. My parents called me and told me, and I thought back to all that he was in my church. Boyce was not a guy that on Sundays I knew it all. I would have never talked to Boyce. He was an usher sometimes, but other than that, as a youth, I didn't know him that well. But Boyce, for some reason, volunteered to go on the youth mission trips, our youth choir mission trips. And Boyce, just to describe him, I was in my teens, so I thought he was really old. I mean, in hindsight, he was probably 60-something, but anyway, I thought he was, like, old. But Boyce was, you know, probably in his 60s. Otherwise, I would not have known him at all in church, but he went on these mission trips, and me and a lot of the other young men in the youth group, boys at that age, were drawn to Boyce. He wasn't loud, and he didn't talk a lot, but we always sat with him on the bus. We always talked to him. You know, we knew that Boyce cared about us, that he loved us. We knew that he wanted to be involved in our lives. He would sit and listen to us. You know, we were crazy little teenage boys, right? Probably half people didn't want to listen to us. But Boyce was interested in us, and he took the time to go with us. Right? Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could go somewhere with our youth. Maybe you could participate in something like that. If not our youth, maybe you could participate in the community in something like that. But everyone has a way of helping, and there is no more valuable time you can invest than with young people. Pray with me. Dear Lord, I pray that our youth can realize their abilities and talents and use those abilities and talents to glorify you, Lord. I pray that they can wait on you, to know what it is to wait on you, Lord. I pray we as adults can help guide our youth, support them, participate in their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.